بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We welcome you, my brothers and sisters who are here in person, whoever's listening online, to this conference which is titled الدورة, conference of الشيخ العلامة عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز الأولى, the first of many inshallah ta'ala of these conferences here in the city of Bristol in Masjid al-Basira. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, He rewards those that have organized and rewards those ulama that have lined up to give and deliver lectures that will benefit the Muslims here. The first lecture was supposed to be with Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali. However, the Shaykh, he excused himself for unforeseen circumstances. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, He protects the Shaykh and that He raises him in ranks. The lecture that we heard just before the Salah was delivered by, it was titled with the ayah, it was an explanation of the ayah of in Surah Al-Qasas, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, there is the home of the hereafter. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا, we have made it for those who do not wish for arrogance or corruption on the earth. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the final outcome is for those who are pious and righteous. That lecture was delivered by Sheikh Dr. Muhammad bin Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali. Sheikh Muhammad bin Rabi' bin Sheikh Rabi', he is from the scholars of Madinatul Munawwara, Madinatul Nabawiyyah in Saudi Arabia, and he was a lecturer in the Islamic University of Medina, and the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is an expert when it comes to Aqeedah, the field of Aqeedah. The Shaykh is an expert, and he is the son of the Shaykh that isn't hidden from anybody, Al-Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali, who is from the most prominent scholars of this time, whose knowledge is far and wide, and his defense of Sunnah. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he began by praising Allah and sending salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that based on the request and acting upon the request of my brothers who requested me and asked me to deliver a lecture on the ayah that we just heard in Surah Al-Qasas, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, there is the home and the abode of the hereafter until the end of the ayah, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا, we have made it for those who don't wish for arrogance and corruption on the earth, and the final outcome is for those that are pious. And then the Shaykh continued to recite the next ayat, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا, whoever comes with one good deed will have it in tenfold. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and whoever comes with a single bad deed, then those that come with evil sins and bad deeds will not receive except that which they carried out and that which they earned. Then the Shaykh, he says, I say that Allah Azza wa Jal, He never created this life, this dunya, and Allah Azza wa Jal never created the heavens, and He never created the earth, and He never created mankind, and He never created jinn, except for there to be test and there to be a trial, so that it can manifest and show what Allah Azza wa Jal had already known in it previously, that Allah Azza wa Jal already knew what the outcome would be of the actions of Bani Adam, the sons and children of Adam. And those that are righteous will work righteousness, and those that are evil will work evil. And this is something that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala previously. From when Allah Azza wa Jalla was creating everything, He already knew who was going to be good and who was going to be bad. But from Allah's justice, from Allah's justice and His wisdom, is that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't reward and He does not punish except after a person does the action. After the action is carried out, is only when Allah Azza wa Jalla holds a person to account. Otherwise, Allah Azza wa Jalla already knew in the past. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Indeed, I have not created jinn or mankind except to worship me alone. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Blessed is He in whose hand is all dominion. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He is able over all things. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. The one who created death and life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So He may put to test and trial those that will come with the best of deeds. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. And Allah is the Almighty, the Most Forgiving. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, every human being in this dunya will have his path made easy for him. The path that he's been created for, he or she's been created for, it will be made easy for them. Whoever it's been written down that they will be successful, then he will act and work accordingly. He will do the actions of the people of Jannah. And whoever it was written for them that they will have an evil ending, then their path has also been made easy for them. And they will carry out with ease the actions of the people of the fire until they pass away, until they die. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He created the Jannah, paradise, for those that obey Him in this dunya, in this life. And He created the hellfire for those who disobey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who perform shirk and disbelief, and that they carry out the most destructive of sin and the obscene and ugly sins, that its only outcome is in the fire. Whether that person enters the fire eternally or for a period of time, if they die upon that sin. As for the believers, the people who die upon Iman, the Muwahideen, the people who have Tawheed, that have major sin, they die having done and committed major sins, then they will be under the will of Allah. Either Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them from His justice, or Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive them from His mercy. And they will not reside and abide in the hellfire eternally. Unlike the disbeliever and the mushrik, the person who comes with shirk, they will be in the hellfire for eternity. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He has encouraged us with the paradise. And He has described it in many places in the Quran. And likewise, He has described the hellfire, and He's spoken about the hellfire and described it, and He has warned us from entering it. Going back, the Shaykh says, going back to the ayah in Surah Al-Qasas, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, that there is the abode of the hereafter. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. We have made it for those who do not wish for arrogance and corruption on the earth. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the final outcome will be for the righteous and pious. The Shaykh is going back to the meaning of this ayah. He said that in this dunya, the Shaykh says, in this dunya, Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for everyone. He provides for the believer and the disbeliever alike. And it's possible that the believer, they live a life of poverty. And it is possible that the disbeliever lives a life of affluence and richness. Because the dunya is just like its name. It's just like its title. Ad-dunya, the Shaykh says, it is ad-dani'a, it is low. It is something that is lowly. La yusawi inda Allahi janaha ba'uda. The Shaykh says, as comes in the hadith, it doesn't equate, and it is not like the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He gives to those who disbelieve in Him, and He gives to those who disobey Him. As for the hereafter, the akhirah, the hereafter, it is only for those who obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who disbelieve in Allah and who commit disobedience, it is not for them. It is for those, in fact for those people who disbelieve in Allah and disobey Allah, for them is a punishment. For them is the hellfire. لا يموتون فيها ولا يحيا ولا يحيون. They will not live a life worthy living in the hellfire, nor will they die in there. And they shall be held in that hellfire, not being able to die. As Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Quran, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. They will cry out in the hellfire, O Malik, which is the name of the gatekeeper of the hellfire, يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. O Malik, let your Lord make us perish. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. And Malik will respond to them by saying, you will remain in there. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Quran in another place, where it will be said to them, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Perish therein, in the hellfire, and do not speak to me. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, تلك الدار الآخرة. That there is the home and the abode of the hereafter, which has bliss and pleasure for the believers. And the disbelievers have no share in that home and that abode. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا. We shall make it for those who do not wish for arrogance and corruption. Allah Azza wa Jal will make and has prepared for them in the home of the hereafter paradise and its pleasures and its bliss, and that which no eye has seen and no ear has heard and hasn't occurred and ever been thought about in the heart of any human. And this is for the people who do not wish for arrogance on the earth. And they are humble. And they have humility towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And they have awe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know themselves. And they know their worth. And they do not go beyond the boundaries. They do not show arrogance. They do not oppress. They do not seek to be haughty and above the rest of the servants. And they do not go around oppressing the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those people who do so, they will not have a share in that home except punishment if they are disbelievers. And as we've already mentioned, if they are believers, then their punishment is for a period of time. As for the Muslim, if he is a Muslim, na'am, if he is a Muslim who commits these sins, then they will be under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either punishing them or forgiving them outright. But in the hereafter, there is a particular register, and there is a register that will not be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. And this register is what occurs between the servants themselves, between the humans. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will forgive the sins which is between Him and the servant. That which is in the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive them if He wishes, from the kaba'ir, from the major sins. As for the huquq and the rights of humans, you oppressing the people, then the Shaykh says it is a must that we are careful when it comes to this. that we are careful when we are dealing with people's honor and we're dealing with their wealth, because this is a register that will not be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Shaykh says that the registers are three, or the sins are of three types. These sins that are written down, that are registered for a person, they are of three types. The first type is that which Allah Azza wa Jalla will never ever forgive, which is shirk, disbelief, polytheism. And the second type of sin, and the second register, is a sin that Allah Azza wa Jalla's, the servant comes under Allah's will. Either, and these are sins that are connected to a person, what they carry out of these major sins, they are under the will of Allah. Either Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive that person or He will punish them. As Allah says in the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive that partners be made with Him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. But He forgives anything that is lesser than this, anything less than shirk, then it is open to Allah's forgiveness. As for the first category we mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Jalla never forgives, then it is shirk. Then there is a second category, the second type of sin, the second register, as the Shaykh described it, which is one that is a person is under the will of Allah. Either Allah will forgive that person or Allah will punish that person. Then we have the third category, which is that which Allah Azza wa Jalla will not pardon a person for, except after there is retribution, there's qisas. There is retribution between the two people. The oppressed will be recompensed for his oppression, and the oppressor will be retributed. Will be retributed, and the oppressed, the one who received the oppression, will receive his justice. That is if they are believers. The Shaykh says after, on the hereafter, in the Akhirah, when everybody crosses the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, over the hellfire, he said that there is a place that Allah Azza wa Jalla will gather the believers, the creation, and He will recompense everybody, and He will judge between the humans for the oppression that occurred between them, from killing, murder, and harm, physical harm, and verbal harm. Allah Azza wa Jalla, at that place, He will judge between them. And from Allah's justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that even the animals, they will be resurrected on the day of judgment. They will be brought out from their death. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will judge between the animals. The sheep or the goat that had horns, that used to ram the goat that doesn't have horns, will be judged between. Where the one that never had horns in this life, Allah will give it horns, and it will ram the one that used to oppress it in this life. This is from Allah's justice, the Shaykh says. So if this is regarding animals, then how about human beings? When the judging between the animals is complete and it's taken place, it will be said to the animals, kunu turaba, be you sand and dust. They will turn into dust. So the Shaykh is saying, so I beware, oh brothers and sisters, beware of these sins, backbiting and oppression and tail carrying, and making up lies against people, and taking their wealth oppressively. Whether you take that wealth as a loan, intending never to give it back, or you go and you steal from that person. Because those people will receive their justice on a day of judgment. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, نَجْعَلُهَا تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. We have made that home for the person that doesn't, for those that do not wish for arrogance. They do not wish to be haughty above everyone else. Rather, they are humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they show awe and humility towards the servants They show humility towards Allah, and they show humbleness towards the servants. For these people is Jannah. If they are upon Tawheed, the people that do this, that don't have arrogance, so long as they have Tawheed and they die with Tawheed, their home will be Jannah. They do not wish, لا يريدون علوا. The meaning of علو, the Shaykhi quotes Tafsir ibn Kathir from Ikrimah and Ibn Sa'id ibn Jubayr and Imam Sufyan al-Thawri and others explaining the difference between لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا, explaining what this علو is and what the فساد is. In English it's translated as arrogance and corruption. Ikrima rahimahullah, he says, العلو التكبر على العباد, that this علو is, that Allah is saying that the hereafter is for those people that do not have علو. Ikrima, who is one of the commentators of the Quran from the students of Ibn Abbas, he said that علو is a person wanting to be above another person. And Ibn Jubayr, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he says that ta'addi, it is transgression, a person violating others. And Imam Sufyan al-Thawri says, in his chain from Mansur, from Muslim ibn Batin, he says that it is a takabbur bighayri haqq. This ulu is a person unlawfully showing arrogance. Wal fasad, and this fasad, this corruption, is taking wealth from the people unlawfully, taking their wealth and robbing them unlawfully. And Ibn Jurayj, he also says, rahimahullah, that it is a person who goes around the meaning of ulu and fasad. Ulu is, it is a person showing يعني showing their power and they showing off their ability and their power to others, oppressing them. And the fasad is acting upon sin and calling to others to perform sin. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he brings a hadith that is in the Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّهُ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا حتى لا يفخر أحد على أحد ولا يبغي أحد على أحد. It has been inspired and revealed to me that you should remain humble, so that nobody, حتى لا يفخر أحد على أحد, so that nobody boasts to another one. ولا يبغي أحد على أحد, and that nobody transgresses the other. And the Sheikh says that this tafakhur, this boasting in falsehood, is by a person harming others. Oh, sorry, it is by boasting about your lineage, your nasab, your lineage and your family, and your where you're from and your status, and you are boasting with your wealth. He said this is not from the attributes of and the description of the believers. But what has been يعني, an exception in this, where the Sheikh, he says that this boasting is done in a person's status and their lineage and their wealth and how what they wear and how they carry themselves. But he said that there's been an exception in the clothing. If a person dresses well, their clothes and their shoes are beautiful, then this is not boasting, this is not arrogance. Rather, this is from beautification. And Allah Azza wa Jal is beautiful and He loves beauty. And He says that, and all actions are according to a person's intentions. And He brings the hadith that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is beautiful and He loves beauty. But a person doesn't intend by it, يعني, or he doesn't go around oppressing people and doesn't go around transgressing. Rather, this is, and he quotes Ibn Kathir, that Ibn Kathir says, explaining this hadith, that this is what a person dressing well and having nice shoes, this is only beauty, that a person is beautifying themselves. And it is, there's no problem in doing so. Because a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, one of us likes to dress well and look well. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that this is not, this is because the hadith, the first part of the hadith said that nobody with an atom's size of arrogance, kibir, in their heart will go to Jannah. Then a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, we like to dress good and look good. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is not arrogance. Rather, Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Rather, Allah is beautiful and He loves beautification. And the Shaykh says that in this is a refutation of these darawish as-sufiyya, the people of Sufism who wish to go around with raggedy clothes and disheveled clothes, thinking that it is bringing them near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says this is only taken from these corrupt and false religions like Hinduism and others, that this is not part of Islam, that a person can look good. So the believer, the Shaykh says, the believer, he carries himself in a humble manner. And this ayah, in a nutshell, it is Allah Azza wa Jal telling us that, and advising us that we should be, we remain on this earth humble, and that we do not go around being, we do not become from the oppressors, and we do not go around harming others, and that we do not have these characteristics and these this manner of being foul-mouthed, that we are foul in the way we speak, and that we do not go around in arrogance. Rather, that we should have the signs and the symbols of iman and humility. And this is for the person, the Shaykh says, this is the for the person that wishes for the hereafter. And this is how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, they were. This is how they were. That they would love one another, and they would only want good for one another, and they wouldn't oppress one another, and they wouldn't act haughty and arrogant towards one another. And then the Shaykh mentioned the story of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu and Bilal. Abu Dharr, he said to Bilal, O son of a black woman. He said to him, O son of a black woman. And this got round to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Abu Dharr, telling him off, Innakum ru'un fika jahiliya. You are a man that still has in him the days of ignorance. Jahiliya. And what did Abu Dharr then do? Abu Dharr, as the narration mentions, he placed his cheek on the floor and he told Bilal to step on him. He told Bilal to step on his face, showing that he has humbled himself and he has showed humility towards Bilal. And he was fearing the punishment of Allah, as the Shaykh says, and he wanted to, that Allah forgives him of that statement that he said. And for this reason, he placed his face on the floor so that Bilal can step on it, to show that he is not better than Bilal. And a person might fall into sin, the Shaykh says, that a human being, they might fall into sin. However, the danger is that you persist and you continue. Rather, a person should seek forgiveness and they should show remorse for their sins. Because these people, he mentions the ayah, أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. These people, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will replace and exchange their sins to good deeds. And the Shaykh says, and we hope that the meaning of this ayah has been made clear. What is al-ulu? In the ayah, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا. That there is the home of the hereafter. We have prepared and made it for those who do not wish for ulu. The Shaykh says, we've explained what ulu is. And that is oppression. Sorry, that is arrogance. And that a person goes around showing their power to others. وَلَا فَسَادًا. And the Shaykh says, we explain what fasad is. And the meaning of fasad is clear. Fasad is ضِدُّ الصَّلَاح. The Shaykh says that fasad is the opposite of salah, goodness. And يعني uprightness. And from the meaning of fasad is that you take people's wealth unlawfully. And then Allah ends this ayah, and He rounds the ayah up by saying, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the end result is for the people of taqwa. Meaning, that Allah Azza wa Jal has guaranteed Jannah for the believers, for the muwahideen, the people upon Tawheed. Because the ending of a person will go in line in how, with how they lived. Al-Khatima min jinsi al-amal. Fatukhtam lahu. The Khatima of a person is, will be in line and will be just like how they acted in this dunya. And they will be, their life will be ended according to how they acted. And they have been, the believers, they have been guaranteed salvation and being safe from their hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Shaykh says, Allah doesn't oppress anybody. Inna Allah la yadhlimu mithqala dharra. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not oppress the size of a mustard seed, the size of an atom. And the believer, their path is safe and security, safety and security in this dunya and the hereafter. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. And He is adl. Unlike that Allah will show His justice to the believer, show His justice by saving the believers and showing them salvation, and salvaging them from the hellfire. Unlike the Asha'ira, the Shaykh says, unlike the deviant sect, the Asha'ira, who say, if Allah was to punish all of the believers, then He wouldn't be oppressive. And if He was to punish all of the believers, and He was to take all of the disbelievers into Jannah, He wouldn't be, this isn't something that is wrong, aqlan wa shar'an. It is not something that is wrong in any way, shape or form. Even if He was to punish the prophets and messengers, and He was to save the disbelievers, then this isn't something wrong. The Shaykh says, this isn't correct. Rather, from where is the Shaykh says, where is Allah's name, Al-Adl, Al-Hakam, the most just? The most just judge. And where is the statement of Allah in the hadith? Inna Allaha harrama ala, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi. That I have forbidden oppression on my own self. Where Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that He has forbidden oppression on His own self. Where have these evidences gone? The Shaykh says that this isn't allowed in any way, shape or form. And this isn't correct in the mind. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, He punishes the prophets. And then He sends someone like Fir'aun to the paradise. This isn't correct, the Shaykh says. Rather, Allah has guaranteed, from His mercy, He has guaranteed for the believers, the monotheist believers, that He enters them to paradise. And the Shaykh says, the muttaqeen, at the end of the ayah, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That the end result is for the muttaqeen. The Shaykh says the muttaqeen are those that refrain and stay away from what Allah has made haram, from shirk and major sin and minor sin and innovation. And they fulfill Allah's command. And if they do carry out a sin, then they remember Allah Azza wa Jal and they do not persist and they do not continue. And then the Shaykh said, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, here, from here we shall we shall bring forward and we shall display and talk about what Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for the believers in Jannah. This home of Jannah that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in his presence subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has Allah prepared for the believers? And the Shaykh says that Allah Azza wa Jal has described Jannah with fine detail in the Quran, in Surah Ar-Rahman, and other than it. And it is good that the believer, and it is يعني, something that is advised with, that the believer goes back and reads the description of paradise. And what Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for the believers in there, that has been spoken about in fine detail in the ayat, in the Quran, in the ahadith. And then the Shaykh says, I shall take you over to talking about to Jannah from these, based on these ayat and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will encourage a person to act, and that will encourage a person to seek the Jannah. From the book Riyad al-Saliheen of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, where he brings a chapter heading Babu ma a'adda Allahu lil-muttaqina fil Jannah. The chapter heading, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for the believers in the paradise. And the Shaykh is advising, he advises everybody to go back to this book Riyad al-Saliheen and read these ahadith, and we shall take the ones that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala he mentioned. The hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, an Jabir radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya'kulu ahlul jannati fiha wa yashrabun wa la yataghawatun wa la yatamakhatun wa la yubawwilun walakin ta'amuhum dhalika jusha' كرشح المسك يلهمون التسبيح والتكبير كما يلهمون النفس. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, the inhabitants of Jannah, of paradise, will eat and drink therein, but they will not have to pass excrement. They will not need the toilet. They will not have to pass excrement. And they will not need to blow their noses or to urinate. Their food will be digested, producing burps and belches, which will give out a smell like musk. Their food will be digested through burps that will smell, have the smell of musk. And they will be inspired to declare, to do tasbih, saying subhanallah, and takbir, saying Allahu Akbar. As easy as you breathe, as easy as you breathe. That's the first hadith that the Shaykh, Naam, before this the Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, he mentioned a number of ayat that I skipped. He mentioned a number of ayat in different places in the Quran that I believe Imam Nawawi, he begins the chapter with. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Indeed, the believers will be in gardens and rivers. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ. It will be said to them, enter there in security and peace. يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبَرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They shall be, Naam, the Shaykh says that this ayah explains that they will go into paradise and that they will be in there amongst gardens of fruits, and they will be in there with rivers of water and rivers of honey and rivers of wine that is special, and that it is sweet and tasty to the person who drinks it. And it will be said to them, Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. Enter therein in peace and security. There is, the Shaykh says, there is no place of pure security and safety except in paradise. As for before, anything before a person enters paradise, then that is a place of test. There's only test and trial and tribulation that is before entering the paradise. But once they set foot into paradise, they will have pure safety and safety from death, safety from fear, safety from an enemy. And the ayah says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And we shall cast and take out that which is in their hearts of rancor, and they will be as brothers, reclining, facing one another on reclining chairs. The Shaykh says it is possible in this life that the believers, they have enmity, they have rancor, they have malice in their hearts toward one another that isn't hidden from anyone. We see it, it's witnessable, we can see it. And it is something that occurs in this dunya, even between the people of Tawheed, that the believers, they might have something towards each other, they might hold grudges towards each other, even amongst Ahlul Sunnah, the Salafiyin, the Shaykh says, that this occurs. However, Allah will strip that from their hearts, and there will be ikhwanan, there will be brothers. Their hearts will be, the Shaykh says, the hearts will be pure. They will have pure love for one another. And they won't. And as the other ayah says, that they won't be taken out from there. لا فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. They will not have anything that, they will not be exited from that paradise. And the Shaykh says, had they been taken out, had a person who is in Jannah been taken out of the Jannah, then this is a deficient bliss and a deficient reward. However, Allah Azza wa Jalla has secured them and made them safe from all of this, that they will not be exited from the hellfire, that they will not die, that they will not have fear, that they will not have enmity, they won't have enemies. And moat, death will be brought forward, and it will be slaughtered. Death will be brought forward as a sheep, a ram, and it will be slaughtered. And it will be said, O people of the Jannah, for you is Jannah and no death. And O people of the hellfire, for you is hellfire and no death. The next ayah the Shaykh brings is the statement of Allah, Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. O my servants, there shall be no fear over you, nor shall you grieve. If a person, wa la antum tahzanun alladhina amanu bi ayatina wa kanu muslimin. Those that believed in our ayah, wa kanu yattaqun, afwan. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believed in our ayat and they used to have taqwa. اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ أَنْتُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ تُحْبَرُونَ. Enter the paradise, you and your wives. تُحْبَرُونَ. The Shaykh says the meaning of تُحْبَرُونَ is that you are in a state of happiness. You are in a state of bliss and happiness. And the Shaykh says that in the Jannah, in the Jannah, the people that are going to Jannah, they will be coupled with their families, their wives and their children, if they died as believers and muwahideen. I thought I was right the first time. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون. Oh my servants, there shall be no, my believing servants, there shall be no fear or grief over you, today, وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزُنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Those that believed in our signs and our ayat and they were Muslims. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ أَنْتُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ تُحْبَرُونَ. Enter the Jannah, you and your wives in happiness. The Shaykh says, he mentions the ayah, يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِصِحَافٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. They shall be served with plates of gold and cups. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ. And there they shall have, or there is in there for them whatever their soul desires, and that which the eye, that is pleasing to the eye. The Shaykh says that there will be nothing that will harm them in there. There will be nothing that will bring them grief in that Jannah. وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And this is the Jannah, Allah says, that I have given you because of what you've done. The Shaykh says, because of your actions, you prayed and you fasted, and you gave zakah, and you carried out jihad for the sake of Allah, and you commanded with good and you forbade evil. This is the reward that a person gets for doing this. The next ayah he mentions is إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ in Surah Al-Dukhan, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, indeed the believers are in stations of security. فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ in paradise and in gardens and rivers. يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبَرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They will be dressed therein with sundus. And the Shaykh says, sundus is مَا كَانَ لِينًا مِنَ الْحَرِيرِ. That which is soft from silk. Soft silk. And istabarak. The meaning of istabarak is يعني coarse and rough silk and heavier silk. Mutaqabileen, they shall be facing one another and reclining and facing one another. As the ayah says, لا يموتون فيها لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. They shall not experience and taste death except the first death. And the Shaykh says this first death was in the dunya. ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم. And Allah saved them from the punishment of Jahim, and this is the greatest. The Shaykh says, this is the greatest blessing. And there is no success that is greater than this. That they are saved from the hellfire and the punishment of the hellfire. And the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Indeed, the abrar, the righteous, they shall be in bliss in Jannah. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They shall be on recliners, on seats that recline, observing. And our Shaykh says that their faces will be radiant and beautiful. And at the end of, يعني later on Allah in that surah, he says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. The Shaykh says that the meaning of the ayah, for this Jannah, then those who compete should compete one another, and should race and compete one another. Shaykh says that a person should compete and race for this Jannah. And the people of Jannah are two types, the Shaykh says. They are the first type, which is the elite, the higher level, which is the Muqarrabun that is described in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And then the second type is those that are lesser than them. They are still elites, but they are lesser. And they are Ashabul Yameen, the people that will receive their books on their right hand. Then Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah, he goes and going back to the Riyadh al-Saliheen, he brings the ahadith, and we've spoken about the first hadith of Jabir, where it says the inhabitants of Jannah will eat and drink therein, and they will not have to pass excrement, they will not need the toilet, they will not blow their noses, they will not need to urinate, their food will be digested by producing burps that will smell like musk, and they will be inspired with takbir and tasbih, saying subhanallah and allahu akbar, as easy as you breathe. And then the next hadith he mentioned, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر واقرأوا إن شئتم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reports from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have prepared for my righteous slaves what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the mind of no man has conceived. If you wish, recite the ayah. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward of what, for what they used to do. And then he mentions the hadith. وَعَنْهُ قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر ثم الذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري في السماء إضاءة لا يبولون ولا يتغوطون ولا يتفلون ولا يتمخطون أمشاطهم الذهب وريحهم المسك ومجامر الألوة عود الطيب أزواجهم الحور العين على خلق على خلق رجل واحد على صورة أبيهم آدم 60 ذراعا في السماء متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه he reports that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the first group of people to enter Jannah will be shining like the moon on a full moon night. Then will come those who will follow them, who will be like the most shining planet in the sky. They will not stand in need of urinating or relieving of nature, going to the toilet, or spitting or blowing their noses. Their cones will be of gold, and their sweat will smell like musk. In their senses, aloe wood will be used. Their wives will be large-eyed maidens, hurul een, and all of them, all men will be alike, in the form of their father Adam, 60 cubits tall. Then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he mentions the hadith of Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu. عن المغيرة ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu. عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سأل موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه ما أدنى أهل الجنة منزله قال هو رجل يجيء بعدما أدخل أهل الجنة الجنة فيقال له أدخل الجنة فيقول أي رب كيف وقد نزل الناس منازلهم وأخذوا أخذاتهم فيقول له أترضى أن يكون لك مثل ملك ملوك الدنيا فيقول رضيت ربي رضيت رب فيقول لك ذلك ومثله 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 فيقول في الخامسة رضيت يا رب فيقول هذا لك وعشرة أمثاله ولك ما اشتهت نفسك ولذت عينك فيقول رضيت رب قال رب فأعلاهم منزله قال أولئك الذين أردت غرست كرامتهم بيدي وختمت عليها فلم ترى عين ولا تسمع أذن ولم يخطر على قلب بشر رواه مسلم. The hadith of Mughir ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Musa alayhi salam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his Lord, my Lord, who amongst the inhabitants of Jannah will be the lowest in rank? He said it will be a person who will be entered into Jannah, last of all, when all of the people of Jannah have entered Jannah. It will be said to him, enter Jannah. But he will say, my Lord, how should I enter Jannah while the people have settled in their apartments and taken their shares? It will be said to him, will you be satisfied and pleased if you had the kingdom like that of one of the kings of the dunya? He will say, I will be happy and content, my Lord. Allah will say, for you is that and the like of it, 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 four times. He will say at the fifth time when it will be said to him and the like of it, he will say, I am pleased, I am my Lord. Allah will say, it is for you and 10 times more like it. You will have whatever your soul desires and whatever your eyes can delight in. He will say, I am well pleased, my Lord. Then Musa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, so who will be at the highest level of Jannah? Allah said, they are those who I have chosen, and I have established their honor with my own hand, and I attest with my seal that they will be blessed with such bounties as no eye has never seen, no ear has ever heard, and no human has ever perceived. And the ahadith the Shaykh mentioned are many, and whoever wishes can go back to the chapter in Riyadh al-Salihin by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, Babu ma a'adda Allahu lil-mu'minina fil-jannah, the chapter that says the bounties and the blessings that Allah has prepared for the believers in the paradise. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala, he encouraged Ahlul Sunnah that they be patient one another, and that we should go back and recite and read Surah Al-Hujurat, that we should go back and recite and ponder over Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah Azza wa Jal, he directs the believers to adab, to mannerisms, and he forbids them from backbiting and mocking one another, and he commanded them with obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These adab had the people of Sunnah and Salafiyya, had they adapted and applied in their lives, then they will be true people of the Sunnah, and they would be true people of truthfulness and ikhlas. And this that is occurring between Ahlul Sunnah today in the world is nothing but the discord that the shaitan wishes that there to be. And he said, Hafidhullah ta'ala, anywhere you see people who loved each other, people who were one once upon a time and they split, then know that this is intervention, and this is enemies of the Islam and Sunnah who have come between these people. And the Shaykh says that this is a sign, and he says, as his father said, Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he said in a discussion that he had with Shaykh Muqbil al-Wadi'i rahimahullah, where Shaykh Muqbil said, he called Shaykh Rabi' and he said, I heard you say that there are people of innovation in my camp, in Dammaj. And then Shaykh Rabi'i said, that I do not remember saying this, however, I'm telling you that there is no person of, a great person, a person of status, or a person who is a wazir, a minister, or a scholar, except that he has with them good people that sit with him and evil people that wish to cause corruption. So the Shaykh says that we should be brothers, and we should forgive one another, and that we should pardon one another, and we should overlook and not be quick in retaliating. We should give each other excuses, except if a person goes too far and he deviates and following these different sects like Ikhwanul Muslimin and these other sects that are deviant. That person, the Shaykh says, we should warn against them and stay far clear of them. And then the Shaykh said, I advise you with the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Afshu salam, spread the salam. And you shouldn't only spread it to the people that you know. You should spread it, because this will bring the hearts closer. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, and feed one another. Because the Shaykh said that today, الشُّح, being stingy and being tight, has reached a high level. And the people's hearts will be drawn close when they give one another and they give gifts to one another. And one of the Salaf, he said that if I was to gather my brothers for غَدَاء or عَشَاء, for dinner or lunch, is better in my eyes than I sit in the masjid and do i'tikaf, because of the hearts coming closer. And then the Shaykh, he ended his lecture, ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, he benefits us by way of it, and he rewards the Shaykh. Jazakum Allah khair, wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.